Is it possible that radicalized individuals are sitting in the United States right now plotting and communicating about attacks using this encrypted cover, if you will?
Well, it is certainly possible that those encrypted communications are going on, and we are going to be very interested to determine, in this case in San Bernardino, whether that was an issue. At this point, I don't know that we can tell that, but we should be able to determine it, having seized some of the electronics, and we're pretty good at being able to restore even smashed electronics. So that's a very real concern. And it's a concern not only for the intelligence community, but it's also very much of a present concern for the law enforcement community. There are all kinds of people engaged in much more garden variety crimes, some of them very violent here in the United States, where the devices they use are encrypted. So even with search warrants, you can't get into, for example, an iPhone to determine evidence of a kidnapping, an assault, a robbery, a rape, a murder. But also, as you can see, it's presenting a real blind spot to the intelligence community as ISIS and other organizations counsel their members to go dark by using these encrypted applications.
Is there as far as you know, and you're well briefed on all of this, Congressman, is there some specific plan that the FBI, other law enforcement intelligence agencies have right now to deal with this dilemma?
Well, there really isn't, and I think the intelligence community may have more resources to try to get at the problem and try to identify who's talking to whom and how to be able to listen to those conversations or gain access to them. But it's very difficult. This encryption is incredibly sophisticated. We've been having, I think, very productive, in-depth conversations between the intelligence community, law enforcement, and the technology sector about what can be done about it. But there really is no consensus. We're not even near a consensus. And I'll say this, that, there's a great deal of dimensions to this problem. You have the technological question about whether you could safely build in a door for law enforcement to go through to see these encrypted communications with a court order. So there's technological challenges involved. There are also privacy interests, not only at home, but overseas, where people may use these encrypted communications for legitimate purposes to avoid the prying eyes of authoritarian regimes. And then finally, even if we had some kind of reform here at home, what's to prevent these terrorist organizations simply using apps either that they develop themselves because the technology is widespread, or overseas applications providers that are encrypted? So a lot of tough issues in trying to wrestle this going dark problem to the ground.